fire chief about the Opera House being used last Friday night at 9:00 at night by a local Boy Scout group with no permission from the fire marshal or the Board of Aldermen. And he was concerned that if something happened, that it would fall back on him. So he wanted me to bring this up so it doesn't happen again, I would guess. So I would think that, you know, any use of the Opera House has to be approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Who gave him permission?
I have no idea.
I took Boy Scouts into the Sterling Opera House. It was a sleepover, and it was a educational purpose, kind of last minute. Phil has a standing regulation on the use of the Opera House where there has to be a fire watch. The adult to child ratio, you know, was sufficient. I thought I was present. If you don't, you know, when there is interest in the Sterling Opera House for purchase, I bring people in there myself also. I'm present. So, if, you know, that's what happened. So, I don't understand what this is about.
Well, it's a city building.
Right.
It's use of the city building. The city property usually comes before the board, and due to the condition of the Sterling Opera House, there's no CO, there's no electricity.
Understood.
I think the proper, and what has happened in the past, is somebody wants to use the Opera House for whatever reason, they have to come before the board, we give them permission. The fire marshal's, whatever his input is, his office is secondary to what we do. So if he says, we say it's okay to use the building, and he says there has to be a fire watch, then he's a contingent upon us. We put it out there. So, I mean, it's obviously, you know, we've had this discussion even when we talked about the lantern, the lantern tours there, and it has always come before us. I mean, we don't want anything to happen, and it'll happen. So, you know, it may be inconvenient for people that want to go in and look or want to buy it, whatever the case may be, but, you know, they still have to come before the board. You know, the use of it, the permission has to come from the board.
So how about showing it if somebody wants to purchase a month before? I mean, is it because there were children involved? I just
the city building. I asked Corporation Council. He can tell you it's use of the city property.
I'm sorry, Mayor. I think the whole problem was just because it was at night in the dark, and it was, you know, kids that are 10, 11, 12 years old. And I think it was just a safety issue. And I think Phil just was upset that he said, no, you need a fire watch. But it happened anyhow. And he was concerned that, God forbid, if something happened, it would fall down on him, because he is the fire marshal, and he's the one that should have called for a fire watch. I mean, in the future, if the Boy Scouts want to go in, I have no objection to the Boy Scouts going in, maybe Saturday morning when the sun's out so they can see in there, but and with a fire watch, I think just the thing is that, you know, we have to be a little bit concerned for safety of the children, that's all.
Understood.
But that's not solving the problem, Carmen. That's not solving the problem. So I'd ask Corporation Council what his opinion is. It's a city-owned building. It's just like use of the green, use of the river walk. Then we do that. Then any, you know, it's the same thing.
Well,
so,
also, you're trying to micromanage the leader of the city. I mean, the leader of the city, her job is to show off that building and show off our assets. So, you know, this is the first I'm hearing of this, but maybe we need to discuss it further. I think she needs the flexibility to, you know, showcase that, our asset, you know, and, you know, we meet once a month, you know. If somebody comes in wanting to purchase it, and, you know, I don't know if we even want to sell it, but somebody comes in and wants to purchase it, you know, what's she gonna, you know, call Carmen up and try and get a phone tag?
But I think at least she should do, but I think what she should do a minimum is call the fire marshal, and maybe they can get a couple of firemen to go there with them, so that, you know, safety part of it is taken care of.
Well, yeah, I'm all for safety.
Okay.
I'm just saying, don't handcuff the leader of the city.
I don't think we're handcuffing, I don't think we're handcuffing the mayor. She brought in Boy Scouts for the deal.
The fire marshal came to me and was upset. He asked me to discuss this at the meeting. I put it on the meeting. I don't care if the mayor, Leslie Green, whoever's in charge wants to show a developer, somebody who wants to buy it, they go in there, which, it's fine. But when it comes to kids, that's a little different story.
I think if I can't, Alderman DeGeneres, I think the board has taken a very active role in approving the use of property. So I think the comments are appropriate, but I think the subsequent comments of, you know, if it was showing, maybe it's something for operations and procedure, so that the board, so everybody is on the same page. Because, so we have that discussion, and if it's a resolution that, you know, defines those things, that if it's the Boy Scouts, they have to come here. If it's somebody who, like even an inspector or somebody who has to come and look at it, you know, that we can define what can, but if, you know, right, if you're having a sleepover, it comes before the board. Again, as I said, the board takes a very active role in approving use of city properties, whether it's the picnic area or anything. So
the sleepover was at the church next door there, where they held their meeting. It was just
it was a walk.
The young,
just a walk.
Whoever organized the sleepover, that was his request to go, to ask to go over to the Sterling House. But Phil's conversation also was, it wasn't his call. That was the end of the conversation we had. Mm-hmm. So that was what we spoke about. And you said the fire marshal, he's not here, but the fire chief you asked to, he chimed in, you said?
I have one of the fire chiefs call me too.
Oh, fire chief.
Yeah, one of the fire chiefs.
Okay. Okay, so we'll do that. We'll send it to operations and procedures for protocol.
You know what, these ordinances, they satisfy probably 80 to 90% of the day-to-day stuff. And you're always gonna have if-then-else situations. And perhaps we need to look at that. Because again, I'm a firm believer that the leader of the city needs some flexibility to showcase our assets, you know? And you know, we're not gonna make her wait a month while we all get together and think, oh yeah, that's a good idea. She needs flexibility to make decisions.
Well, use of city properties in the charter. So if you wanna consider some new change to, as Corporation Council suggested, that's fine too. So we know what we're doing. We don't have something happen.
Any other discussion?